18-year-old Yaho Sharabi were informed of her death this morning. They're still waiting for information on Noya, who's 16. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization says 2,800 people have died and 11,000 are injured in Gaza. James Elder from UNICEF wants a humanitarian pause.
The longer they're exposed to this, psychologists will tell you, the more deeply entrenched become those scars, which are both emotional, social. Psychologists will tell you the only way to get out is for the bombardment to stop.
Officers in Brussels have shot dead a man suspected of killing two Swedish football fans yesterday. Here, there'll be a heightened police presence as England face Italy in a Euro 2024 qualifier at Wembley. Greta Thunberg's been arrested by police at a climate protest outside a London hotel. The Swedish activist was among those who gathered as oil giant bosses met for a conference. Captain Sir Tom Moore's daughter argues a spa built at her Bedfordshire home could be used for rehab sessions for the elderly as she appeals against its demolition. The council says it's an unauthorised building, but Hannah Ingram Moore argues it's the same measurements as an earlier approved plan. Neighbour Jilly Bosdowen disagrees.
My mother is 99 years old and she spends most of her time watching the birds, etc, etc. She now looks at that monstrosity and, quite frankly, she is so upset about it. She sits there and cries.
Scotland's First Minister has announced a freeze on council tax bills next year. Hamza Youssef told the SNP conference his party would deliver for people when they need it most. And weather warnings have been upgraded for parts of eastern Scotland from Thursday. The Met Office says some areas could see more than a month's worth of rain. That's the latest. I'm Fada Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Say green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good.
Hello everybody, once again a huge welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM. It's just gone six, it's Tuesday evening, great to have your company, and we've got another packed show for you tonight. Yes, ridiculous holidays will be coming. We'll also let you know about the celebrity birthdays that occur on the 17th of October. Scott Fish will be back with a hard-hitting interview with someone that possibly has been the victim of injustice in the last week or so. We will be hearing from Prediction Master once again, who has made it into positive figures now. Yes, more right than wrong for Prediction Master, so maybe you should stick with his predictions. And there will be an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse as well, all interspersed with fantastic tracks, most of which have been chosen by you, lovely leg end listeners. So what is going on the 17th of October? Well, I'm sure you're waiting with bated breath to find out. Yes, of course, the 17th of October is National Pasta Day. Get your fusilli, get your penne, get your farfalle, get your conchigli, get your tagliatelle, get your spaghetti and all the other kinds. And enjoy pasta. Yeah, maybe you regularly enjoy pasta. I could well be enjoying pasta tonight. Who knows? That's up to my wife, because she's doing a dinner before I get back, which will be very exciting. But I do a dinner very frequently. I do a tuna pasta, and it has to be fusilli pasta for me. My favourite kind. I don't mind a penne. All the ones you have to wind round a fork, your linguinis, your spaghettis. Not a big fan, if I'm honest. No. But anyway, that's just me. I'm sure everyone has different tastes, pasta-wise. And don't let's get even started with sauces to go with pasta. Oh, no. But anyway, 17th of October, National Pasta Day. And of course, as you all know, 17th of October is also Wear Something Gaudy Day. And whether I'm wearing anything gaudy, you'll only be able to find out by tuning in on the webcam, which is not currently live at the moment. I haven't switched it on. I will be doing so while the first track is on, so don't panic, people who love the video feed into the studio. That will be here via Mixcloud whilst the first track is on, so be patient, stick with it. 98.0 and phoenixfm.com, of course, if you want to listen as well. Fabulous. But don't forget as well, on the 17th of October, it is, of course, Spreadsheet Day. I don't know why we celebrate that, but I excel at making spreadsheets, it is absolutely fair to say. You couldn't do a pun with Google Sheets, really. No, but other kinds of spreadsheet software are available, of course. But most excitingly, on the 17th of October, I think it's National Playing Card Collection Day. National Playing Card Collection Day. Do people collect playing cards? Or just have a couple of packs lying around somewhere? I'm not entirely sure. But anyway, musically, throughout the show tonight, all the tracks you hear will be linked to either Hearts, Spades, Diamonds, or clubs. And thanks to you lovely Legend listeners, you've written in to me on social media in your droves. Thank you so much. I don't know what a drove actually entails, but you've done it, so well done. And therefore, thanks to Victoria Yellop, we're going to start off the show musically tonight with the classic from Elton John and Kiki D. Great choice. This is a feel-good track, most definitely. Thank you, Victoria, for sending this in. If you want to get involved, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons at Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Always love a track with a disco feel. Most definitely has one. Elton John and Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Thanks again to Victoria Yellop for suggesting that one. And some of the tracks you're going to hear may have been suggested by multiple people independently of each other, but I think she may have been the only person that suggested that one. But yeah, nice choice to get us going on the show tonight. So, yes, what can we really look forward to in the next hour and 49 minutes, which somehow is all we've got left? Well, Scott Fish will be coming to us with a hard-hitting interview in about 20 minutes' time. And you may have seen in the news over the past few days about an employee of a bank who took his employers to an employment tribunal because they sacked him for gross misconduct after he was found to have claimed double for meals on his expenses. He basically claimed clearly for two people to eat and said he was eating himself. And it all escalated and, you know, basically it ended with his company saying he committed gross misconduct and sacking him. He then took them to a tribunal. The tribunal agreed with his company that he was in the wrong and he's out of a job. So, yes, we'll find out about the banker who is no longer on a big salary, all because he ordered too many sandwiches and coffees for his lunch one day. And Scott Fish, most definitely on the case, just after 6:30 tonight. As I said, we'll hear some celebrity birthdays at some point in tonight's show. And Prediction Master is slightly more smug than he was a couple of weeks ago because his last prediction that Ireland would beat Scotland in their final group game in the Rugby World Cup would come to pass indeed. Sadly, both those nations have now exited the tournament. You could say somewhat unexpectedly for Ireland, although they were taking on the mighty All Blacks. They are the number one ranked side in the world at the moment, Ireland. Did incredibly well in the Six Nations, of course, but couldn't overcome New Zealand. Battered in a knockout game in the quarterfinals in France, Rugby World Cup. And you may say they've had an easier run, but England have made it to the semi-finals, haven't they? Where they will now take on South Africa, which will be a daunting task for England. But yeah, having so far only had to play against Fiji, Samoa, Japan and Argentina, probably an easier route to the semi-finals for England, most definitely. But anyway, Prediction Master said Ireland would beat Scotland. That was indeed true. Prediction Master is now 4-3 up in positive results to his predictions. So listen to what Prediction Master has to say for tonight's prediction coming up about 7 o'clock tonight. And yes, an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse. I'm not going to give it the accolade of calling it anything to do with X, but it's still on twitter.com. until that changes, it's Twitter. But yes, the intense debate you can vote on tonight simply asks, because they've been in the news quite a bit recently, are you bothered about bed bugs? Are you bothered? Are you going to France? Have you been to France? Would you care less if you'd been to France recently or not? Are they always prevalent in the UK in some way or another? But yes, quite a lot of people have seen this already and got involved. Are you bothered about bed bugs? With the early votes that have trickled in, 40% say yes, 60% say no. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to get involved, single click or tap on the profile. The poll will be at the top of that, and it's very easy to cast your vote. So thanks to everyone that's done so far. If you want to get involved, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, go for it. Right, time for more music. Music suggested by you. Sue Burton and Andy Gardner suggested this one. To my knowledge, Sue and Andy don't know each other. It's classic. Let's rock. It's Motorhead, Ace of Spades. Yeah.
But that's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
FM.
Motorhead and the Ace of Spades. It's quite easy to find tracks that link to hearts, of course. Lots of songs are going to have heart in them. It's pretty easy to find songs that relate to diamonds. Yeah, a lot of songs I can think of with diamonds. Well, certainly a handful instantly. Quite a few with club as well, because of the nightclub connotation. Spades, not so many. Pretty difficult. Ace of Spades, good choice. Well done to everyone that suggested that one. Right, I haven't finished telling you about all the ridiculous holidays that occur on the 17th of October. Yes, we've already talked about National Pasta Day, Wear Something Gaudy Day, Spreadsheet Day, and National Playing Card Collection Day. Those are all the things that occur on this day. But did you know, all week, this week, it's Bone and Joint Action Week. Yes, there we go. Bone and Joint Action Week. So don't just have bones and joints. Don't just have broken bones or painful joints. Take action. Get them fixed. I don't know why you need Bone and Joint Action Week. For all those people that have arthritis and don't do anything about it, take action. Yes, I'm not being glib about it. Obviously, it's awful if you're affected by any of those things painfully. I don't know why people need to be told to take action and do it in a certain week in the year. Seems slightly ridiculous. But yes, also, of course, who could forget, all throughout October, it's Healthy Lung Month. Yeah, all those people with unhealthy lungs don't know what to do with themselves in October, because it is Healthy Lung Month all throughout October. My lungs struggling a bit. Oh, I won't tell anyone in October. Oh, no. Again, what? Why? Why is it named that? Why does it go on a whole month? Utterly, utterly preposterous. Anyway, we'll have some celebrity birthdays after the next track, and many of you may know it was an important day for me between my last broadcast and this one. I'll tell you all about it after we hear from Rihanna. We've had hearts, we've had spades, time for diamonds.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would be come one right away.
to the universe as we moonshine and Malay. Feel the warmth, we'll never die. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. At first sight, I felt the energy of surrender.
Like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, shine bright like a diamond, so shine bright.
FM.
And shall we have some celebrity birthdays then? Let's go crazy. Who's celebrating today? Well, Eminem is 51 today. Lewis Capaldi is 27 today. Formula One driver Kimi Raikkonen is 44 today. Singer Wyclef Jean is 54 today. Actress Felicity Jones is 40 today. Actor Matthew McFadden is 49 today. Writer, director and actor Mark Gatiss is 57 today. And MasterChef Supremo Greg Wallace, 59 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday today, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of October. Last Saturday was the 14th of October, which is a very important date in my book called Ben's Big Book of Important Dates. It was my birthday! Thanks to everyone involved in my birthday, my parents for allowing me to have birth, and all my family for allowing me to have a family, and my wife for allowing me to get married. Many of my family, wives and parents all came together last Saturday. We travelled to Louth in Lincolnshire, stayed with my Uncle Alan and Auntie Julia in Louth and had a wonderful time. My wife and I, well, we walked around Louth. We hadn't really seen around the town too much since, it's my auntie's hometown, but we hadn't seen it too much since my uncle and auntie moved back there about 6 years ago. And now I've seen a lot more of Louth. And been up the tower in St. James Church. Is it church or cathedral? I think it's a church. But it was around 199 steps on a stone spiral staircase. And the weird thing was, for some reason, they had to kind of lock you in. You went in this doorway and they had to lock it. I don't really know why that was a thing. But anyway, there were little recesses built into the walls because if people were coming back down, it was too narrow a spiral staircase for someone to get past someone else easily without very intimately hugging them, I think it would be fair to say. And my wife and I decided to go up this staircase. I think it's fair to say both of us, once we got to about halfway, regretted that decision. They were very, very steep steps. and 199 of them, I don't know how many feet in the air or metres in the air this tower was. There were spectacular views of the surrounding area when you got up there. I suppose it was worth it, but even so, my thighs were aching extremely the next day from the stair climbing, I think it's fair to say. That's one of the things that stands out to me on my birthday. Another thing was my dad ordering a Turkish coffee in a restaurant. We went to a wonderful Turkish restaurant in the evening, and my dad ordered, probably accidentally, the strongest kind of Turkish coffee you can get, which was served in a beautiful cup. But I think it's fair to say he didn't really enjoy the experience. But I enjoyed the experience of my birthday. Huge thanks to my mum, my dad, my wife, and my uncle and auntie. It was a great time had by all, I think it was fair to say. Lots of good memories, which is what life's all about, isn't it? Make memories fabulous. Time for some more music, and then Scott Fish will be investigating the Citibank versus employee incident that hit the headlines over the last few days, with an employee taking them to a tribunal over expense claims, and he was found to have lied about his expenses and committed gross misconduct, and the employment tribunal upheld his sacking. Scott Fish will bring us more, but first of all, let's go to Club Tropicana. There's crickets there by the sound of it. Something that chirps very highly. You can't recognise any other creatures other than the chirruping of crickets. Well, enjoy Wham anyway. After someone gets out of a car and walks along a bit. Just go in the club and sing. Come on, guys.
Shoulders with the stars, where strangers take you by the hand and welcome you to what is
FM.
Well, an eclectic range of great music at the start of the show, I think it's fair to say. Oh yes, Elton John and Kiki Dee, Motorhead, Rihanna and Wham. You don't get that on every radio station. Absolutely fantastic. You also don't get this on any radio station. We're now going over to our roving reporter. I'm going to get Scott Fish on the line.
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, Scott Fish is on the line, and the hard-hitting interview is not with a political figure. No, it's with Citibank banker Jabolcs Fekete. He's spoken to him in depth. Scott Fish, hello!
Hello, Ben! How are you?
Really good, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. You said I had to go to Amsterdam, and where do you think I've gone, Ben? Amsterdam. That's the place.
Yeah, of course, you've done great things. I mean, obviously, I didn't particularly say you had to go to Amsterdam, but I'm glad you've managed to go and get an interview with someone, you know, that's been affected potentially by injustice, although it's been proven now in an employment tribunal that they've lied. Basically,
topical news stories, Ben, and just before we get into it, of course, I will require you this week to call me Scott Sainsbury's.
No, that's not going to happen. Now, you've been to Amsterdam. The Citibank banker Jabolcs Fekete was.
Jabolcs Fekete. Fekete.
Fekete. Okay, yes. Apologies. Thank you for clearing that up. He was relieved of his duties and sacked from his job, ironically.
He was both of those things, yes.
Yeah, as someone who. He worked for Citibank trying to prevent fraud and crime, ironically. And as found to have incorrectly claimed on his expenses for his spouse. So basically, he was supposed to eat on his own and he shared the meals and tried to claim for both. Obviously, he earned a lot of money, and it's not about the money. It, obviously, relatively small amounts for a bank. We're talking less than 100 euros here, but it's about the fact that he fraudulently filled his expenses. What have you found out, Scott?
Ben, this is a Phoenix FM exclusive.
Wow, this is exciting.
I can say, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt,
yes,
that the charges that Jabolcs Fekete
yeah,
had claimed expenses for his spouse were absolutely without foundation.
This is very controversial because, I mean, it has been proven by law now in this employment tribunal. He's been relieved of his post. He won't be able to claim unfair dismissal. You know, and he's accused of gross misconduct, which has been upheld. How are you saying this isn't true, Scott?
Well, unbelievably, Ben. So I was excited about this this job you sent me on, because Jabolcs, or Mr. Fekete, as you know him,
yeah,
is actually an old friend of mine.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a wonderful chance to really catch up with him and find out what he'd been up to. And I can tell you that I know he wasn't having expenses and lunch and things with his wife, because his wife was back in Brentwood with my wife having dinner on Phoenix FM's expenses. So there's absolutely no way she could have been in Amsterdam with him. And I know that because while they were there, my wife was keeping his wife company,
yeah,
while I kept him company on his business trip to Amsterdam. And I have to say, just as a little aside before we get into the legal wranglings, there are some wonderful cafes, coffee shops, sandwich bars and places, and actually some fantastic Italian restaurants in Amsterdam. I went to a Vapiano's, and just before you get upset, of course, other Italian restaurants in Amsterdam are available.
Good recovery, yeah.
Chapo took me to an Italian restaurant, and we had some wonderful pasta dishes there. So,
His
wife was not there the whole time.
Hang on, Scott. There's a couple of things.
Completely exonerated.
Right, Scott, just wait a minute. There's a couple of things we need to refer back to here. Regardless of whether his wife was at home or not. That's in Brentwood.
No, she was in Brentwood having lunch with my wife.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
She went to the Costa in Brentwood High Street and said it was lovely, actually.
No, yeah. We'll come back to that, because what Mr. Fichetti was actually accused of by his employers was ordering two coffees, two bowls of pasta, wasn't it? Two sandwiches.
That's right.
And he claimed they were...
He never did that for his wife. He didn't do it, Ben. No, he did not buy those things for his wife.
But you just said there were some good cafes and there were some good Italian restaurants there.
Really good. We had some wonderful... The little sort of bistro place where we had some sandwiches during the day.
No, Scott,
just... Really nice coffee places. And as I say, Vapiano's, other places are available.
Scott,
some of the nicest pasta you'll find in the whole of Amsterdam.
Let me stop you there, Scott. Is there a chance? All I'm asking is there a chance that the items that Mr. Fichetti claimed double for, if you like, were in fact the items that you consumed with him while you were in Amsterdam?
Sorry, you are asking me if there's a chance that Shabbos Fichetti bought a coffee, a sandwich, and a pasta for someone else, and that wasn't his wife, but it was me. Is that what you're asking me?
Well, you seem to have said that you went to a cafe, you went to a sandwich place, and you went to a pasta restaurant.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean, did he tell you he was going to put those receipts in and claim expenses?
He was being very generous. He, he said, don't worry about the bill.
Alright, well, you know how over recent weeks you've been accused of causing international incidents during your OV reporting? I think you may have indirectly got involved in another one here.
We did. We definitely had a coffee in the morning, we had a sandwich for lunch, and we had that really nice... It was ravioli, Ben. We had some lovely ravioli.
What was on the menu?
It didn't even cost 100 euros. It was less than 100 euros. And you know, he works for a bank. He earns quite well. And
yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Oh my God! I think.
Yeah, Scott, let's not mention that anymore, because we do have to be careful what we say now on the air legally.
I mean, strictly speaking, I can say for definite he didn't pay for those for his wife.
Yeah, he can for definite say
if
that.
If that's what the ruling says, that he spent that on his wife, then...
All I'm going to say, Scott, is if you receive a subpoena in the next couple of weeks, you will have to attend court if anyone asks you to give evidence.
Well, actually, I was going to have a subpoena for dessert at the Italian restaurant, but they've run out, so...
I think we've got different ideas of what a subpoena might be, but that's fine. One other thing I wanted to come back to. You said your wife and Mr. Fichetti's wife were having a Costa on Phoenix FM's expenses.
Do you know, they went crazy. They had, they had so many cakes, they threw most of them away. Apparently there were a lot of people sort of hoping that they might share. They bought all the sandwiches in the Costas.
And, yeah, I mean, you know...
People were sort of hoping they were going to share them. Apparently they just threw them into the road and watched all the cars go over them.
Why would anyone do that? I don't know why. Oh, that's just extremely...
Fichetti's wife is crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
But she said, my husband's got such a great job, I don't need to worry about anything.
No, well, speaking of having a great job, I mean, ultimately, as the presenter of this show who's got you to be our roving reporter, I am responsible for what you claim for on expenses.
Yeah, so basically, thanks very much for buying all that food for Shabbat Fichetti's wife. I hope they don't take you to a tribunal.
Yeah. No, thanks, Scott. I'm gonna have to let you go shortly, because I've just received an email from the Phoenix FM chairman. So I'll just have a quick look through that, and I'm sure we'll all be fine. And
send him my love, won't you?
I will, Scott. Yeah, we may have to just take a break from your roving reporting, but
we can go to Costa when I get back to Brentwood.
Yeah, you may have to pay for your own latte this time.
Let's leave it then.
Scott Fish, I'm gonna play a song. This email's got a lot of words with capital letters in and exclamation marks. I'm not going to read it out on the air, because we can't swear on the air, obviously. All right, Scott, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for roving reporting, and don't eat pasta unless you pay. All right?
Of course not.
FM. Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I have been told, I have to say, that Scott Fish will be spoken to by upper management. And of course, to all our sponsors from Phoenix FM, all of your money goes to the upkeep of the station. Of course, no one does anything irresponsible at any brand of popular coffee chain. Okay, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you very, very well indeed. Jason Donovan, Too Many Broken Hearts, suggested by Barry Liptrot. Yes, all the music, remember, links to playing cards, either hearts, spades, diamonds or clubs, because today is National Playing Card Collection Day. And what a better excuse than to find tracks that link to playing cards. Fabulous. And there's plenty more coming up until 8 o'clock tonight as well. So don't go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, all the surrounding areas, and phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. And if you ever have problems finding our station, you can go to the video feed on Mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix 98 FM, and hear it all via that as well. Just go to our website, you'll find all the links there, PhoenixFM.com. Utterly fabulous. I will be speaking to Scott Fish separately about that whole incident with him going to Amsterdam, but of course... hopefully he'll be back next week, where maybe he'll be asked to take a leave of absence or gardening leave or something like that. But I'm sure Scott Fish will be back in some shape or form at some time or form as well. I've got another email to send and some more apologies to write. But in the meantime, here's Shirley Bassey with Diamonds Are Forever.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Stroke it and undress it. I can see every part. Nothing hides in the heart to hurt me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me. For when love
FM. Haven't played that much on this station before. I wish there was some way of trawling through the archives and finding out every track that had ever been played. I'm pretty sure it has been, because it links to other things that we featured in the show, Ridiculous Holidays, from previously. But Diamonds Are Forever there from Shirley Bassey. Fantastic. Suggested by Paul Saunders. A couple of other people as well, but I'm giving the accolade to Paul. Thank you very much for sending in and doing that. Yes, great idea. It's already coming up till 10. It's gone past 10 to 7. How on earth has that happened? Well, I was preoccupied with Scott Fish and the repercussions, but we won't talk any more about that this evening. That's happened. It's dealt with. We've moved on. We've all moved on. Yes, that's all we need to say on that. Yes, we've had celebrity birthdays already. We've had Scott Fish debacle. We'll talk about Prediction Master after 7 o'clock. And of course, I'll remind you about the intense debate on the Twitterverse tonight. It's been in the news recently. Infestation of bedbugs in Paris being taken around Europe, possibly. Obviously, we have pretty close links to Paris with the Eurotunnel, the Channel Tunnel, ferry travel, etc. So are there more bedbugs in the UK? Apparently Rentokil have reported a 65% increase in people calling them concerned about bedbugs. I'm not too bothered about it. I wouldn't worry too much about it yourself. If you find them and you have a lot, they can be difficult to get rid of. There's nothing harmful about bedbugs. It's just kind of unpleasant. But anyway, My hotly contested poll, the intense debate tonight on the Twitterverse, is simply asking, are you bothered about bedbugs, yes or no? And some more votes have come in, but still we're on 40% say yes, 60% say no. If you feel strongly about bedbugs, cast your vote now. Only available on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. But Twitter, basically. And yes, you just go to at Ben Sim Radio, the top of the profile there. The top thing will be this poll. Are you bothered about bedbugs, yes or no? Single click or tap then to cast your vote on whatever device you're finding that on. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And also, why not give it a repost and more people will be able to see it and vote on it. Fabulous. Thank you so much for that. Right, more music coming up then. Remember, all linked to playing cards on National Playing Card Collection Day. So therefore, coming up, and this was suggested by Mr. Mark Reed, it's S Club 7. You can get the 7 of clubs. I like it. Don't stop moving.
Yeah, come on. The party started, there's no end in sight. Everybody's moving to the rhythm that's inside. It's a crazy world, but tonight's the right situation. Don't get left behind. I can feel the music moving through me everywhere. Ain't no destination, baby, we don't even care. There's a
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, S Club 7, Don't Stop Moving. Thanks to Reed for that one. Absolutely fantastic. Well, somehow we're coming up to almost halfway through the show. It's been flying by for me, hopefully for you as well. Yes, are you bothered about bed bugs? Yes or no is the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse. At Ben Sim Radio, top of the profile to cast your vote. Fantastic. Now, also, unless you've been living under a rock and you're a sports fan, no, that doesn't make sense. If you're a sports fan and have been living under a rock, maybe you don't know that England are playing a qualifier, an important qualifier for Euro 2024 against Italy tonight at Wembley. And that will be kicking off at 7:45. So I can tell you about the opening 15 minutes of it before I leave you. Maybe Rob Harvey will fill you in on the rest. Maybe not. But anyway, the team has just dropped for England to face Italy. Is it a surprise Harry Maguire is in it? Possibly. Is it a surprise Calvin Phillips is in it? Also possibly. This is the England team to face Italy. Pickford, Walker, Trippier, Stones, Maguire, Rice, Phillips, Bellingham, Rashford, Foden, Kane. So those are the players that will start against Italy. And the Italy team, Donnarumma, Udogie, Acerbi, Scalvini, Di Lorenzo, Barella, Cristante, Frattesi, El Shaarawy, Scamacca and Berardi. If England win or draw tonight at home against Italy, they definitely qualify for the Euros next summer. Fantastic. Now, it seems like the Euros have come around quite quickly, possibly, doesn't it? But that is because we should have had Euro 2020, and because of the pandemic, it was delayed till 2021. So they're normally every 4 years. But yeah, the last one was 3 years ago. There we go. Oh, yes, and who can forget that Euros final against Italy, also at Wembley. Will there be an element of revenge tonight? Well, we beat them in Italy earlier on in this qualifying campaign. I can't see us losing, but you never know what could happen. All you need is a dodgy VAR decision, but that could never happen, could it? VAR's always right. Yes, anyway, Prediction Master will...